Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Well, we have parsed words, we have prognosticated until we're blue in the face, and I can't take it anymore. So let's have some fun talking college football with our friend Smitty. Matt Smith of Sports Talk Media Network joining us here wire to wire with Diesel and Cole Bryson. Smitty, the big question, the burning question that all of our Tolos are texting in to ask, where and how are you going to be consuming college football tomorrow?
Well, my colleague, Phil Kornbluth, has some family things going on, and it's actually a good thing for me because much of his family is in Atlanta. So he's going to take in both Clemson and South Carolina, and I'm assigned to some other things this weekend, like the Zoom press conferences after the game. But the point to that is I, like you, I'm going to have my feet up. I'm going to have a cold drink in my hand. It's a rare thing. And I'm going to coach my daughter in soccer and then take in the games on a big screen somewhere. So I'm looking forward to that.
I'm intrigued now, Smitty. Can you give us what it sounds like, Smitty coaching his daughter in soccer? I got to know.
Well, She's going to be playing in a three-year-old league.
Oh, okay.
So, obviously, they're old enough now to hear, you know, the curse words that I'm going to be stringing at them. They're, you know, toddlerhood's over, ladies.
Oh, kicking and screaming on the fields of coastal South Carolina, huh? Is that what we're going to see?
Yeah. I love the game of soccer. I love seeing kids. I mean, just to give away so much about me, Perry Orth, you might know Perry Orth, former quarterback at South Carolina, yeah. And I was taking in some media with him the other day, something his show he was on, and I texted him because he's about to have his second daughter, and I have two daughters. And I just kind of was texting with him about how much fun it is to have little girls. I think it's the best thing in the world. I have so much fun that I smile constantly with my two daughters. So I'm looking forward to my little one starting soccer.
So Smitty, you're gonna be yelling and screaming over the weekend. Are you also gonna be shedding a couple of tears as we see Lee Corso signing off a college game day for the very last time?
What a legend.
Right.
I've always loved Lee Corso. I always thought he brought something. He brought it in the right spirit. The you know, when he picked against your team, I can't imagine anybody ever really got mad. You have to, you know, the fans there on site that boo him, I mean, that's got to be done with a wink and a hug. I just think he's wonderful. I think everything about the way he carried himself and what the vividness with which he, you could see the way he embraced college football. And I love that he all, and it's something I've certainly taken from him, and you might hear it later when we talk about an upset pick. He always would, when he would break down the game, and then he would say, but the line's going the other way, so somebody in the desert knows something, and I'm going with that guy. And I love that, the fact that he would keep an eye. He would make his analysis as a former college football coach, and then he would still check the big boards in Vegas to see if the line was moving with him or against him with his pick. I loved everything about Lee Corso. We'll never have another one. I wish we could replace him. You can't. So just soak it in.
Well said, as we're joined by Matt Smith. Smitty of Sports Talk Media Network. He covers South Carolina and Clemson for Sports Talk. Diesel back in the Ingalls Market studios on this Friday afternoon. I am live at Burns High School. We're 3.5 hours away from kick between Irmo and Burns that you'll hear right here on the Fan Upstate. I want to throw you on the spot there, Smitty, talking about Lee Corso. I don't want to say he's being replaced by Pat McAfee, but Pat McAfee bringing a lot of energy to College game day. If you had to go on a weekend road trip, are you choosing Pat McAfee or Lee Corso?
Oh, well, since I don't drink as much as I used to, I'm going with Coach Corso. I do like what Pat McAfee brings to the table, and he does. And look, there's no question, he's hit on something. He certainly touched on something in sports fandom as we've. You know, change platforms, and you see his presentation is just different. So he's different. He's not Dan Patrick. He's just a completely different kind of presentation, and it really appeals to a lot of people, and that's great, and I'm so happy for that. And I like that he's on College game day, but no, Coach Corso, and perhaps it's age, right? It's our age as well. I would love to hear Lee Corso's real stories. I mean, this is a guy who used to run with Burt Reynolds in the 70s. Just for that, I'd drive him across the country.
You know, a lot of people have a lot of things to say about Smitty, Matt Smith, Sports Talk Media Network. One thing they definitely say is finger on the pulse. So, Smitty, what do you make out of this whole LSU safety A.J. Halsey situation where seemingly no one noticed that he had been ejected in the second half of his last game last year? The conspiracy theorists are out saying, well, Dabo and somebody on Clemson's side noticed that he was going to be slotted into play the first half of this game, even though he should be disqualified for this game. And, you know, everybody's saying it's soft on Clemson's part to bring this thing up. How is it possible that that sneaks through the cracks? And what do you make of the whole situation?
That's an excellent point. There should be a record of these things somewhere, right? I mean, there should just like we have a transfer portal that we can all go and see, there should be, notes heading into the season for these officials, and whoever's organizing the games, whoever's in charge of such things. So I don't know if, and as far as conspiracy theorists go, I don't know. Look, there's nothing wrong with pointing out to someone, you know, because we all have to play by the same rules, right? But it is surprising. But here's what doesn't surprise me. Would it surprise you to find out that LSU knew and just tried to slide it in? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
This is a place, Clemson is going to start serving alcohol for those. It's going to be the first regular season game that Clemson can serve alcohol. And LSU is going to be like, what are you talking about? We used to give it to the kids when they came through, you know, from high school. They just, it was part of it. We gave them a bottle of bourbon on the way to the game. It's a different type of, and look, I almost don't blame them, because when you exist with Alabama and Auburn to slightly to your east, you know, you've got to cut some corners every now and then. So I wouldn't have been surprised if LSU knew about it and just waited for somebody to say something.
Yeah.
I don't know about any conspiracy. I don't think it has to be a conspiracy. If Dabo Swinney's staff saw it and put it out there, good for them. We all have to play by the same rules, and if it happens, you know, it can happen anywhere across the country. But in other words, am I surprised that LSU would overlook it? No. And would I be surprised if they didn't overlook it and just tried to slide it by? No, that wouldn't surprise me either.
Smitty, I am going to kind of put you in a tough spot here. Everybody we've talked to this week, we've had on Clemson guest, we've had on LSU guest from the ESPN affiliate down there who covers LSU, their sideline reporter, Gordy Rush. We've talked to everybody this week, and the general consensus has been Clemson's defensive front against LSU's offensive line is the matchup everybody's watching in this football game on Saturday night. Smitty, you can't choose that matchup. I ask you what draws your eye, what matchup intrigues you the most when you talk about the game within the game on Saturday night?
All right, I'm just going to go right to the other side because I do think there's a lot of unknowns in terms in the trenches. I'm going to go right to the other side and talk about Clemson's offensive line against LSU's defensive front. Because I think one of the major weaknesses, if you're LSU or you think LSU is going to pull what would be a very mild upset, it's only a 3.5-point spread, but if you think LSU is going to win the game, you have to believe that all these moving pieces that Brian Kelly has assembled from the transfer portal are going to come together, and they can't. Look, it happens sometimes. It does happen sometimes where lightning strikes and you can get it all taken care of in game one, although Brian Kelly's had a terrible game one record, opening season record, throughout his career and the last couple years at LSU. But I don't usually think you need a lot of time to get that pass rush going. You know, that's usually about guys wearing their big boy pads and just flat-out athletes bringing it. And Clemson did not, when they played similar bodies, and I'm talking about losses to Georgia, losses to Texas, losses to South Carolina, they couldn't keep the pass rush off of Cade Klubnik. They couldn't line up and run the ball against teams that had similar body types that they did. They could bully some of the teams in their conference where Clemson just flat-out had better athletes. But they did not run the ball effectively, at least early. I think their yardage, I was actually at the college football playoff where they lost to Texas. But they ran the ball, but they weren't able to just line up and bully Texas early in that ballgame. Nobody really can. And can they do that to LSU? I'm not so sure. Can they keep the pass rush off of Cade Klubnik? I'm not so sure. I think Clemson's going to win the game. I'll just say that outright. But game within the game, what I'm watching, I want to see Clemson's offensive line because I want to know right now, is that a college football playoff caliber? Is that a national championship contending offensive line? Because I know they are at receiver. I know they are at quarterback. I know they are at key spots defensively. We know Dabo Swinney can do it. He's done it before. What about that offensive line? We'll find out a lot when they play LSU and those really, really high-level NFL draft pick-style athletes they've got.
Smitty, I understand a number of Clemson recruits are going to be at this game on Saturday. Max Brown, Peyton Miller, Reed Ramsier, Andrew Beard, Carter Jones. There's about a half dozen more. I know it shouldn't matter, but do recruits that you've had a chance to cover and talk to, do they base their decisions on wins and losses in the games that they attend? Are they just there taking in the vibes, taking in the heaps of praise that's being...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders,
Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Thrown at them?
That's a great question. I don't know if there's a statistic, and I've always asked the same question. Is there a statistic out there, like how a team performs on your official visit, how often you are to actually end up committing to that team later on? But here's what we do know. Wins and losses absolutely matter because you don't get the eighth place team from the MAC recruiting at a high level. There's a reason for that. And it's not just about great atmospheres because for a long time, look, we pick on a team right here in our state, South Carolina, had tremendous atmospheres, as good as anybody, as good a game day atmosphere. But they were struggling under Will Muschamp, which meant Shane Beamer had to rebuild the recruiting. Why? They weren't winning enough. That's the bottom line. So does it matter on that day? Kids always say the right thing. They always come away just praising where they have just been. But it has to matter a little bit. Wins and losses matter. And come on, how can you shake that? Let's say you're a recruit there watching Clemson play LSU. If they win that game in the final 2 minutes on a Cade Klubnik to Bryant Wesco acrobatic catch and the crowd goes insane and it reaches 130 decibels, you think that doesn't affect a 17-year-old? It has to.
I'm with you. Matt Smith, Smitty, Sports Talk Media Network, joining us right here on the Fan Upstate. If you have a question for Smitty, shoot it in on the Hub City Spartan Burgers text line. We might have a chance to get to it at 844-326-3663. Smitty, I'm going to continue to paint you on this Friday into a corner here. The scenario is Clemson fans are walking out of Memorial Stadium Saturday night. They're upset. Obviously, their team would have lost the game if they're upset, but they're most upset with Cade Klubnik. Why would those Clemson fans, the majority of Clemson fans, after the loss, be upset with Cade Klubnik on Saturday if that were to be the scenario?
Oh, well, boy, oh, this is great. Now you can quote me on something that might not even happen and then just go ahead and put it into your promos you run all week.
Yes.
That's great, because listen, I do believe that Cade Klubnik is going to play well. If the fans are upset, I think it will be because they don't think that Klubnik handled the aforementioned pressure well enough. Because look, if they give him time, if he's got a clean pocket, and he's got any type of running game to go with it, Cade Klubnik and those receivers, they're going to eat. And that's nothing. I'm hearing LSU's brought all sorts of talent in the defensive backfield. That's no surprise. They've always got 5-star recruits or transfers and future NFL guys in the defensive backfield. But if Klubnik has time and those Clemson receivers, as athletic as they are, have time to operate, Clemson wins those matchups. That's just all there is to it. If Clemson fans walk out and they're upset with Cade Klubnik, I think it's going to be because LSU got pressure or they were able to stifle the Tigers in the run game and they weren't able to stay balanced, and it leads to mistakes from Klubnik. I don't think he's going to make any unforced errors. I think it's going to be that he didn't handle the pressure well enough and forced him into some errors. Because, look, as much praise as we've heaped on Cade Klubnik coming into the year, and deservedly so, okay, his numbers from last season looked really nice, and he really limited his turnovers. All of that is wonderful and great, but the big antidote to that is pressure. No one, Joe Montana, Dan Marino, Tom Brady, none of them look great when they have pressure right in their face. And let's see if Cade Klubnik is going to get that kind of pressure, or there's enough of a run game and draw plays and good enough performance from the offensive line to keep Klubnik clean. And again, I'll say it again so you can't misquote me. If they keep Klubnik clean and upright, his receivers will win those matchups.
Matt Smith of Sports Talk Media Network joining us here on Wire to Wire with Diesel and Cole Bryson. After the game on Sunday, who ultimately will end with the highest number of rushing yards? Will it be Russell Faison? Will it be Oscar Attaway? Or will it be the South Carolina Gamecocks quarterback, Lenoris Sellers?
I think it's actually going to be Russell Faison. There's a couple reasons for that. One, there's absolutely no way Brent Pry and his new defensive coordinator they haven't watched that Illinois film 12, 15 times. And what Brett Bielema and his staff did was a really nice job of forcing Lenoris Sellers to stay in the pocket and beat them from the pocket. Now, Sellers had good passing numbers in that ballgame, and he was able to get out of the pocket and make some plays on occasion. But I actually think there's a lot of factors here. One, Virginia Tech doesn't want him to do that, because if Lenoris Sellers is out of the pocket or stepping up in the pocket, he can put you on tilt where you don't know if he's going to run or pass. Forget it. He beats everybody. You absolutely cannot allow that to happen. So the Hokies and their staff know that. The other element here is Mike Shula is now the offensive coordinator, and Mike Shula knows I've got to have Lenoris Sellers healthy for 12 games. South Carolina wants to exceed expectations. However you cut it, Lenoris Sellers is playing in 12 games, right? There's no way you can have this young player carrying the ball 15 times in the opener in a non-conference game and expect to have him upright for 12 games. So I think the new offensive coordinator, Mike Shula, will protect Sellers. And of the two, and I'm just guessing here, of the two players because of the intel that we have, Faison has looked really, really good in practice and probably playing with a chip on his shoulder. So I'm going to say Russell Faison gets the most carries of those three and the most yards.
Do you see major concerns when watching film, Smitty, seeing what Kyron Drones does offensively? There's some newness on that South Carolina defense, especially at the linebacker position. And they've got a couple of guys in the secondary on the defensive line who are returning. But when you look at that matchup, Virginia Tech's offense against South Carolina's defense, is there anything that concerns Matt Smith of Sports Talk Media Network?
Yeah, Kyron Drones has all of the tools. He's very similar to Anthony Richardson and a lot of other players that we've seen come through. But he just seems to put it all together. 2 years ago, we saw him really flash that potential, and then last year, maybe he was starting to put it together somewhat, but then he was getting hurt. I don't know. I don't know if I trust his decision making. But are there reasons to be concerned if you're South Carolina? Absolutely, because he's super athletic, and he could hurt South Carolina where Clayton White has the perfect defense called on 3rd and 6. But if Drones gets out of the pocket and makes one man miss, he moves the chains and picks up a first down and keeps his team on the field, and all of a sudden, then you get the whole time of possession game. You've shortened the game, and even though the Gamecocks are the more talented team, they've got their best players on the sideline watching because Drones has moved the chains. So, yeah, I think there are reasons to be concerned, and he's got a big arm. Now, but let me couch that by saying this. Usually, when we're covering teams, it's a huge red flag. 5 new offensive linemen and a new offensive coordinator for Virginia Tech. I mean, if that were South Carolina or Clemson, it's all we would be talking about.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Drones is returning, and that's great. But 5 new offensive linemen, new offensive coordinator. I think his top 4 receivers are all new to the program as well. And I may not have all those numbers, sealed up into 100% correct and accurate, but I'll say this. There's a lot of new faces. There's a lot of new faces, which is why Drones gets so much publicity, because he's an athletic young man. But he's got to be to do it all. So, yeah, and South Carolina has new faces on that defensive side as well. But remember, because they rotated so many players last year, a lot of those players actually got some playing time last year. And I don't like the matchup. If I'm a Virginia Tech Hokies fan, I don't like the matchup knowing Dylan Stewart's coming to town and I've got new offensive linemen and 2 new tackles. That's just a recipe for disaster. But can Drones hurt South Carolina? Yeah. Big arm, great athleticism. I just don't know that he has enough help.
Smitty, it's that time. Let's get your upset pick for week number 1.
Well, I'll tell you what I was really thinking about, but I'm not going to do it in honor of Diesel. Something is going on. Appalachian State on the road at Charlotte. I think App State was a 6.5 or 7 point favorite, mm-hmm. and then I glanced at it, and it's down to 3. I don't know what's going on there, but App State's on upset alert. I'll tell you that, Diesel. But for me, I'm actually going to pick, I'm going to say UNLV gets upset on the road at Sam Houston. I just don't. A lot of new pieces for UNLV. I keep hearing they brought in some talent. That's great. But, you know, Sam Houston's going to make it their Super Bowl. Sam Houston State getting a big game opportunity. So I'm going to take Sam Houston State over UNLV. Don't know what the spread is exactly, but come on, they got to be underdogs.
Last I checked, Smitty, that one was a 9.5 point spread, but we locked it in on Wednesday, so it may have moved a little bit since then. And that's a phenomenal question. What's going on in Charlotte? Because I haven't seen anything, and I'm an App State fan. I'm all over the message boards. What's going on here? There's nothing. There's nothing that would suggest that a key injury, somebody's been suspended, nothing. So I can't figure out what it might be.
Yeah, and I tell you another one that's interesting to keep an eye on as far as a big spread. I know we know about the small spreads about Notre Dame, Miami, and you know anything can happen there, or Baylor, Auburn. But I'd watch out. I'd put Kentucky on upset alert. Toledo's rolling into town, and they've scalped a few BCS Power 5 programs in the past. And I don't think – and Kentucky fans are not known for creating a big-time atmosphere when they don't think they've got a big-time team. And they're kind of sleepwalking into the season. I'd watch out for Toledo over Kentucky. But I think I've got a better chance because I'm already 1-0, all right? So I'm trying to keep the streak alive. Already won last week. I'm trying to keep it alive. I'm going with Sam Houston.
Smitty, we always appreciate you, man. We love talking to you. Where are you at tonight? You're still doing Socasty broadcast? Are you outside? How'd that go last week? Did you get electrocuted?
Well, and that game got moved and ended up Wando beat Socasty Monday night. So we've got two games in the same week. Now wow. Socasty is on the road at Dillon. I'm so glad. I'm so glad I didn't drop this phone call because I'm now in Dillon County, which, you know, is known for football, but not for cell towers. I'm seeing a lot of laundromats and empty metal buildings, and a few crime scenes as I roll onto the game. But I've already passed Ainer. I'm on my way to Dillon, and you've got another good one. I'm glad Burns christened the stadium with a win last week, and you've got another big one coming up tonight with Irmo. That's awesome.
Huge.
That's two marquee games back-to-back for Burns.
Absolutely. Smitty, enjoy the broadcast tonight. As always, we look forward to talking to you again next week.
Talk to you next week, boys.
Thanks, Smitty.
Sports Talk Media Network. He's the best. We talk to him every Friday at 4 p.m. And Diesel, speaking of high school football, it's time for me to make my weekly picks. Am I right? Am I wrong? I went 21-7 a week ago in week 0. I'll try to improve that tonight. We'll get into that next right here on the Fan Upstate.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.